Charlotte Bronte. Charlotte Bronte was an English novelist and poet, born in 1916 and died in 1855. She is one of the most famous English female writers. In fact, Charlotte is Emily's sister. She changed her name to three male pen names like George Sand in French literature: Lord Charles Albert, Florian Wellesley, and Carol Bay. Jane Eyre is one of her better-known novels, published in 1947. This novel is considered as a classic of Western literature. Jane Eyre is recognized as a feminist book because it contains elements of social criticism, including sexuality, religion, and proto-feminism subjects. She wrote this novel with another pen name, which is Carol Bale. Jane Eyre can be considered as the Charlotte Bronte autobiography, even if it isn't her real name. In the extract from the second chapter that we will read, the narrator, called Jane, is asking on the woman's place in society. Actually, the text reflects the women's situation in the 19th century. However, Jane seems to be clearly against this, like an underservant situation, like if she was a feminist activist. In fact, this fight is the Charlotte Bronte's 1-2. Just listen on this extract and focus on the Jane's commitment and the way that she stands up to the lady's maid, for example. I resisted all the way, a new thing for me and the circumstance which greatly strengthened the bad opinion Bessie and Miss Abbott were disposed to entertain of me. The fact is, I was a trifle beside myself, or rather out myself, as the French would say. I was conscious that a moment's mutiny had already rendered me liable to strange penalties, and like any other rebel slave, I felt resolved in my desperation to go all lengths. Hold her hand, Miss Abbott, she's like a mad cat. For shame, cried the lady's maid. What shocking conduct, Miss Eyre, to strike a young gentleman, your benefactress son, your young master. Master? How is he my master? Am I a servant? No, you're less than a servant, for you do nothing for your keep. There, sit down and think over your weakness.